This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A jury in Denver has found a man guilty of killing a woman who was walking her dog near Coors Field in 2020. CPR's Lucretia Wembley says Michael Close originally pleaded not guilty based on insanity.
38-year-old Michael Close shot and killed Isabella Thallus and her boyfriend, Darian Simon. Police say Close started an argument with Thallus and Simon about them allowing their dog to go to the bathroom near his home. After a verbal spat, Close fired shots at the couple with an AK-47, according to the Denver DA's office. He was found guilty of first-degree murder, 2 counts of attempted murder, and 2 counts of assault. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
The former district attorney of the 12th Judicial District in Central Southern Colorado has been disbarred. State Supreme Court documents obtained by Denver 7 show Alonzo Payne agreed to being disbarred without a hearing. Payne resigned in July, saying he wasn't competent to prosecute complicated felony cases. Xcel Energy customers will see higher bills starting next month. That's because natural gas is more expensive. State regulators have approved allowing Xcel to pass those costs on to customers. The company says an average household's monthly gas bill will go up by about $6. The U.S. Interior Department is sending millions of dollars to Colorado to support wildfire resilience. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado will be getting just over $5 million for wildfire resiliency work and fuels management projects. The funds come from last year's bipartisan infrastructure law and will impact projects on more than 5,300 acres of federal lands in Colorado. The work will be done in areas with high wildfire hazard potential, with a focus on protecting structures in wild and urban areas and public drinking water. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
In the middle of Denver, an archaeological dig site where students and professors hope to shed light on the displacement of an old working-class neighborhood.
There's stuff from kind of the early pioneers in the 1870s all the way up until, you know, the 1960s, you know, people that are still alive today.
We'll hear more about what they're digging for and why in about 25 minutes as Morning Edition continues. This is Morning Edition here on CPR News.